Okay. Just want to go over it, and it's a little confusing, we have a couple of seats in the front of this, maybe we should just clarify, hopefully. Siftes is talking about cholav animtza bekeva. Again, the word keva might be used in different ways. Now, but cholav, when you have a kef, right, the kef nurses from the mother, the milk goes in through the stomach. The stomach is technically called the keva. It's one of the four stomachs of this type of mammal. Okay, is called the keva. And that milk that's in there, sometimes by itself referred to as keva, because the milk, it congeals in the stomach. And there's a question as to what the status of that milk is. That's called cholav animtza bekeva. Is that considered milk or is that not considered milk? For the purpose of the pasuk of cholav, what's the status of you shech the animal, and you find this milk inside the stomach of the calf. The calf was nursing from the mother. Again, it certainly qualifies as the levimo. The calf drank the milk directly from the mother. The question is it basa b'cholav? Is it cholav for basa b'cholav? So there we had a three-way makokas. According to Rashi, it certainly is. Okay, that long Rashi on Kufes Anam Beis Harezu Asura, Rashi says that it is. And he said other Rishonim seem to agree with Rashi. The other extreme was the Rambam and the Rif, who all know it's Pirsh of Alma, like the conclusion of the Gemara, that Ilchaso, which has a part of the text, is questionable if it's part of the Gemara's text or not, but the assumption is not part of that, if it is part of the Gemara, it's Ilchaso, it's Pirsh of Alma, and they understand that Pirsh of Alma means it's refuse, it's excrement, it's manure, it's not called Cholav, it loses its status of Cholav, so it would not be considered Cholav. That's how the Mechaber writes it. It's Yiftes, Cholav, and it's a Mekeve, and a Cholav, a Mutal, a Batzal, also. Okay? And then the Rebbeinu Tam has that middle position. It depends whether it's clear, it's still liquidy, it's still like milk, or it's already congealed. So the Mechaber, ruling like the Ram of the Rif, says, Mutal Vashem was a little bit solid Shabbat, because he's not worried about the Rebbeinu Tam. And he says, Yesh Misos, Yesh Misos there. That's the other Shita, which we assume is Rebbeinu Tam, who answers like Solo. Then the Marshal says, no, it shouldn't be Machmir for Rashi, but it's also even... it's also for good. So that's one sin. Now, an extension of that would be, what if you go ahead to take that congealed milk, okay, which was inside the cave of this, and they want to make cheese. The way you make cheese, or one way to make cheese is milk, to which you have added an enzyme called rennet, okay, and this rennet acts on the cheese to make it harden, to make it congeal. Of course, there are different types of cheeses. Harder cheese, you need more rennet, has to stay in there longer. Softer cheese, you can stay in there less. Cottage cheese, hardly at all. I'm making sure you need rennet for cottage cheese. Or the most friends that talks about the true look of today. You can take the calcium. Other things, you put in more calcium into the milk. It makes it. Cottage cheese is like the cottage cheese is the milk, like popcorn is the corn in a certain sense, right? It pops up. But anyway, so the different types of cheese. The way you're mounted cheese, okay, so you take this rennet, so you can put the milk in the cave. That happens to be that rennet is found in the lining of the stomach, the lining of an animal's stomach, kosher animal's stomach. Okay, so that's where you can find rennet. So if you want to make cheese, you can put milk into the stomach of an animal, but that's not going to give you too much cheese because the stomach may not be that big. It may be enough for what you want right now. Or alternatively, the other way, you can have a vat of milk, and you can throw in this cava, and then the chemical reactions take place. You can make cheese. That's how you make cheese. So that the question is, what if you have? You could do the same thing. This milk that has been, at least for a certain amount of time, in the this congealed milk that was drunk by the or nursed by the calf from the mother. It's that also has been in the cave. It's been sitting in the stomach. So it has absorbed from the lining. That also has those enzymes. So you can take that and put it in. They sometimes do that. Although I'm told again, I mentioned last time, not frequently anymore. You can make it into powder and something else. You can add that into the milk. That'll do the trick too. So the three-way machlokas that we had before, after the status of that, will impact this as well. Okay, it'll impact this as well. So say, can you use that? Can you use that? So that was sifur cholav animtza bekeva. So the Shulchan Aruch says asur lahamikol. You shouldn't use it, even though the Shulchan Aruch said like the Ram and the Riv. But we explain that it's also a hamid bow, okay, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make a difference whether it's tzolo or karush, clear or congealed. And the Shach said that was l'chatchila, even though it's mutter, but okay, that we discussed yesterday. Also, at Sif Yud, is a separate case, nothing to do particularly with making cheese, okay, at least initially. And that is the following. Let's say you salt, after you shaft an animal, so of course you salt the meat, right? You salt it. So you know the stomach is edible. Again, we don't, I don't think we eat certain parts of the animal, even though they're 100% kosher. So we're not accustomed to eating that. But I think I remember Rav Schechter once saying that he heard from his father, so then when people were poor, himself or his father, they were poor, and you know, so people would, you know, you couldn't get, you weren't getting the, you know, great cuts of meat that we can get today. People didn't have so much money. So they got meat. It was some of the intestines, the stomach, the other parts. You know, it is edible. So if you're going to eat it, obviously you have to salt it. You didn't remove the down, right? So it was very common that people would go ahead to salt. You slaughter an animal, you kosher it by means of salting. So what if you realize after salting it that the stomach still had some of this congealed milk in it, right? Some of this kava, what the Gemara sometimes calls kava, inside the stomach of the, we didn't realize when we first salted it. Again, so according to Rashi, this would pose a serious problem, because Rashi holds it's really milk, and now the salt creates, transfers the flavor. So now it's a real problem. According to Riff, it's not a problem at all, because then that congealed milk is only waste anyhow. It's not milk. And according to the time, it would depend on whether it's karish, it's congealed, or it's salt. That's what we said. But now, the next question is, it leads into the next, it's part of Sifur and also part of Sifur Aleph, okay? But really, it's still in Yud, okay? And that is, what if you take some of that, you know, you have this congealed milk that had been salted. You didn't realize it, whatever, and you use that congealed milk for the purpose of, let's say, according to the other sheet, according to Rashi, but according to the Rif, you're allowed to use that congealed milk to make cheese. You can use the answer because it's not considered milk. So let's say, but now it's been salted together with the meat, so it has a possible color problem. Okay, so again, according to Rashi, if you put that congealed milk into a vat of milk for the purpose of making cheese, the whole thing's also because that milk itself is also. Milk itself is also. So according to Rashi, you know, that's for sure no good. Okay, there's possible chol. But according to those who hold it's mutter, after salting, now it's a problem because now some of the time of the basa went in. So now we have yesterday machlokas and then the Mordechai and the Torah. Okay, the question we discussed yesterday was whether that, even assuming that congealed milk is not anything in terms of chol, but can it transfer the flavor? Is it strong enough? Do we say that the tom that goes into that sort of becomes like that itself? It's also pierced and therefore won't have any impact. I know it can't. That's what my focus mentioned yesterday. So I hope this gives a little bit of a, you know, background. I know it's complicated, but that's the idea. So the question now really is, in terms of making cheese, we have the following din. It really applies to Sifur Aleph. Okay, to give a little bit of background in terms of making cheese, so there is an iser, okay. Well, let's read this first. What it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Sifur Aleph, in hamid grina or kevas ksheira. Let's say I used stomach, a keva, a ksheira, perfectly kosher animal. You slaughtered it; everything's good. Okay, but now the question is: if you want to make cheese using that stomach, so is it a basal chala problem? So that was the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Zayin. We'll come back to it. And the Mishnah says, depends how much, whether it's no sin tam or not. Is it nosim tam or not? It's regular din of basim v'cholah, right? So if it's yesh bo nosim tam, then yesh bo nosim tam. The tam also asurim la moteris. Avav haman ror kevis nevela trei flame and tamei osim v'kosher. Now, then it's completely also even more than shishim doesn't help. So I just want to give a little bit of background to this din with regards to specifically to the issue of grinas akum, even though it's not per se the sugi here, but it's important to understand it ties in very much what we're talking about. It's in Gogel and Lamaisen. There is a Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. It's the first of the sources of Chof Tes Lameis. The Mishnah lists various different things which are manufactured by a goy, which are usher. You know, we know about Pasach, we know about Yayin, and so on and so forth. So the Mishnah speaks, and that Mishnah, it's a long Mishnah. Only quoted here the part that's relevant to us. Hamburias, Uvinas, Beisunai, Kishal, Dabachov, Asurim, Yisurim, Yisurim, Hamburias has to do with fish, it's not our issue. Grinas base unaiki. Now that's a question that Rashi says the name of a city or a town that they used to make certain type of cheese there. Whatever it is, again, it's not so relevant to us. Usher, and it's even Usher b'hanah, Divrei Meir. Chachamim ain't Usher b'hanah. No, it's not a regular, it's only Usher b'chinuch, it's not Usher b'hanah. Okay. And in this context, Omar Yehuda, Shaw Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yeshua, Kishu Malchim B'derek. One time, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua were traveling someplace together, so Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, what is the reason? What's the reason behind the Isser of Gevinas Hakum? What's the reason behind the Isser of Gevinas Hakum? So the Gemishnah answers, Mipnei Shemamidim also became Shel Nevela. Okay, because the Goyim, the non-Jews, when they make cheese, okay, they are mamid the cheese. They make the cheese using as a source of the rennet, Keva Shel Nevela, a stomach from a non-kosher animal. And therefore, the cheese is also because it was made through stomach from a kosher animal, but it was in the veil. That's what it says. Okay? Fine. Now, just to understand, I'm going to point this out. Actually, source number three is a mistake. I make it clear. The two Rashis, there on Lama Dalit on the base. I wrote Sol from the base, but it's a mistake. But the two Rashis, same Dira Maskel. So the full Dira Maskel is with Neymar Osu Gvinas Ode Kochava. Okay, so there, Eben Avodazar is going to be the Rashi inside. Just Rashi sets forth the rule. Why do they say Cholav? Okay, never mind. Well, the question is, why do they say Cholav Shomavela? What about, Keva Shomavela? Maybe they would use the Keva of a horse or a non-kosher animal to begin with. Why Dafka Kavos Mavela? So Rashi, again, Lama Dalit Avodah is in Avodah Zarah towards the bottom of the page. And Rashi says, that is not a concern. There is not a concern that they were going to make the cheese using the stomach of a behemoth tameh, a non-kosher animal. The Kaimalon Chol of Tameh Eino Omeid Chlomar Eino Nikva. We have a rule, I don't know exactly how it works today, but the Gemara's assumption was that the milk of a non-kosher mammal, horses milk, and other animals, camels have milk also, but they will not form cheese, or not form cheese where we like to eat it. Okay? In other words, they're not worried that the goy is going to use the stomach of a non-kosher mammal to throw into the milk, because Chol of Tomei Eino Omei Klomar Eino Nikvei. It's not going to, the Chol of Tomei doesn't, it's not going to work, okay? The Chol of an animal. In other words, they didn't ask their Gvina, the milk will never curdle. The milk of a horse or a camel will never curdle. Therefore, if you have Gvina made by a goy, you don't have to be concerned. You don't have to be concerned that the gvina was made from a non-kosher animal, okay? Because they can't make gvina. You only can make gvina out of a kosher animal. Okay, that was the issue. The only concern was, what did they use to make the what did they use to make the cheese curdle? What did they use? The concern is that they used a gvina kava from the veil. The Keva of the Behemoth Tameh would also do that. I'll clarify that. Again, the Behemoth of the Tameh, the Keva of the Tameh, I think, would also, and that's why the Rambam mentioned, somebody said, why did the Rambam mention? Okay, the Keva of the Tameh will function, serve and function the same way. The point is, you don't have to be concerned that maybe the cheese, like, we buy milk in the store. Okay, the old question of Chalav Yisrael, right? We buy milk in the store. Okay, so why we're not concerned? Maybe the milk came from a camel, maybe the milk came from a horse. If it happens to be, then that's what Chol Yisrael is about, right? And Chol Yisrael is because we're concerned that maybe the milk came from a non-kosher mammal. The milk from an osur is osur. So the origin of Chol Yisrael is not stomach homer. The origin of Chol Yisrael is a real concern, because you can get milk from other animals. And sometimes they would mix it in, and so on and so forth. You don't know, so you have to have Chol Yisrael. It happens to be that in the United States of America and certain other countries, I would not, even today, necessarily buy milk in every country in the world. I don't think you have the promotion. Feinstein holds up and others that it's a case of Frank and there's a show. The Heter, that since it is legal by American law to classify somebody's milk only if it comes from a cow, unless you otherwise identify, so we have the right to assume that if you buy a cow, that it comes from a cow. right? Because otherwise they have to identify. That's the law in the United States. And we're not concerned that the milk company can try and trick us because they're enforcement in terms of government agencies, so they're afraid of losing their license. It's not worth it to them to mix in horse milk or camel milk because they'll lose their license. So therefore, we can assume that's the heter of those who drink Chol Stam. I'm not going to call Yisrael. That's why, because milk has to be milk from the cow to be called milk. That may not be true of other countries. I don't know the laws in other countries. I've discussed it with somebody. I think in other countries it could be absolutely have to call Yisrael, because who knows what the rules are. Go someplace in Asia, or perhaps someplace in Europe. I don't know. They may not have these rules on the books, in which case it's a legitimate concern. So you better make sure that you make all the calls. When this year I went with a group of boys from MTA to Poland for a week, so we only had Holy Soil. I'm not going to Holy Soil here, but over there, I don't know what the rules are in that country. Somebody told me they went, they're very excited. This was years ago, somebody went to Russia. Oh, they're excited. They found the Baskin Robbins in Russia. I didn't say anything, but I was wondering, is it automatically the case that that's not a problem? I don't know. But anyway, the reason I mention that is because here too, why not say that the cheese, why shouldn't we be concerned that, forget about all these things with the cave, maybe the cheese came from non-kosher milk. So that's what Rashi says. We're not worried about cheese coming from non-kosher milk because non-kosher milk can't be made, milk from non-kosher animal can't be made into cheese. Okay, anyway, that's what I wanted to mention about that. Now, getting back to the issue, we don't seem to know, that's the sugya later in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Hey, we don't seem to know exactly what the reason. It's a strange thing. You look in that mission, you read it, so he asked him a question, he said it's because the Mamibor came to the Nevela, then he asked the Kashi, he gave a different tarot, then he went into a whole drasha, based on a pasuk and Shir HaShirim, he told him the Dech of Yayin, and a beautiful drasha. What was a very strange flow of that mission? So the Gemara says basically he was trying to put him off. He didn't want to really answer the question. And that's the one of Lamed Hevet Aleph. Amar Ulu, ki gazvi gzeirosu barovu lo magvi tamai treisei arkeshato. Sometimes when Rabbanah made a gzeira, they wouldn't give the reason. They wouldn't give the reason because they wanted people to become accustomed to observing this gzeira. Okay? And because otherwise, what's the reason? Because otherwise, Rashi said, that reason doesn't apply to me. People have all kinds of cheshbon. It doesn't apply nowadays. Or whatever they'll say. They wanted people that wouldn't give you the reason. Okay, so if you don't know the reason, the Rabbanah made a decree. You have to keep what the Rabbanah said. Because they knew the decree, it says for 12 months, for a whole year, they wouldn't tell you the reason. Okay, right? They wouldn't tell you why, as Rashi says, they wouldn't tell you why they made this decree. Because somebody will say, well, that reason doesn't apply, I'm not convinced of it, it doesn't apply to me. Questions here. So apparently they didn't tell the reason originally, and then later it was forgotten. Anyway, that's how the Rashba explains in the Tshuva, which I printed in the source 6, Chelek Aleph and Ben Gimel, referring to these Gevaras. Okay, so originally he works out the whole sugya. So we don't spend time on it, but just as a neat presentation of the whole sugya, the second paragraph, he says, "Nitchilo hayamalim Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Shmuel ikar enyan." First, Rabbi Shmuel is trying to. He was trying to divert his attention from it, trying to, change the subject. Sometimes someone asks you a question, you want to talk about it, so you ask him a different question. You divert the topic to something else, right? So, the whole reason was to cover up the real Siba, the real motivation behind the Takana, because it was the Mzera. Okay. Anyway, they bring up another issue. They bring up the issue of Nikur. Nikur, he means like a snake. They're afraid of snakes. The snake is, the guy would leave sometimes the milk uncovered. They're afraid, in Chazal's time, they were afraid that a snake would, sometimes we have that with Maya Magulin, right? The water that was left exposed. The same idea here. They're afraid that a snake would crawl in and drink from it and eject its venom. Again, I'm not sure if snakes can do that, actually. Just by drinking from it, I think doesn't inject the venom. I'm not sure how many people would anyway want to drink milk or water that was drunk by a snake. So, in any event, so that's the issue here. Was it problem? Nikur, the Rashba works out the whole sugya. Okay. So, they covered up the reason for the Rambam. So, halacha l'maisa, what emerges from here? So, we take a look in the Rambam, Paragimel, Hilchos Macholos Asurus, Paragimel, Hilchos Macholos Asurus, halacha Yud Gimel, back in the beginning. The Rambam writes, They say eat and it's a cold cholov, and it's a good usher. Shema irebo cholov, and it's on. By milk, we're afraid, again, that's cholov Yisrael, right? By milk, unless you have government regulations indicating otherwise, the Rambam says, we're always afraid by milk, that milk is of a goy, and we treat that as usher, because maybe mixed in milk from the behemoth tmeir, yotzim atome, and so on. Ugvinas hagoy muteras, but cheese of a goy is mutter, says the Rambam. She'ein cholov behemoth tmeir, misgabein. Okay, it doesn't turn into cheese, it doesn't curdle. Okay, so therefore, technically, says the Rambam, cheese and milk is not the same thing. The reason cholov akum is not allowed is because we're afraid that he mixed in milk from a non-kosher animal. The reason gvinas akum is allowed is because we're not afraid he mixed in milk from a non-kosher animal, because a non-kosher animal milk doesn't become cheese. Ain't no misgabein. All right, avol, says the Rambam, bimechach me'amishna gozro gvinas goyim. However, in the days of the Mishnah, they made a gzeirah against eating cheese from a goy. Vasrua, why? If they shemamidim osabar, kevos oshchitos and shimaveila. Because they will use their animals, right? And a goy doesn't shech the animal. A goy, when he wants meat, I don't know what they do. They shoot the animal or they, whatever they do. But they don't do shchita. They don't do a kosher shchita. So therefore, stomach, what the goy has on hand is a caver from an avela. It's animals in avela. Even if it's a kosher species, maybe a cow. Again, it has to be a kosher species. You want to use it for cheese. So we're not worried that it's a non-kosher species, but it wasn't shechted properly. Okay? And then the Rambam says, well, one second. You can tomar below, or I came with tomar cotton, lot of old, but one second, what's the problem? So they did that, big deal. Okay, so you put some of it, but usually you make a huge vat of milk into cheese. The little bit of the stomach lining is just a minority against all that milk, so what's the problem? I can tomar below, or I came with tomar cotton, lot of old, the cholov shamar, wulamaloi vatam yuto. That's the Dover HaMamid. That's the Chumar of Dover HaMamid, right? This little bit of keva sort of is what builds up and makes the cheese. The whole Dover HaAsu, Shehemid, Hariyah, Kol Asu, Kamosh Yidbar. Then the Asu is everything. Dover HaMamid is not the Vatu. It's not Vatu. That's Perek Gimel, Machulas, Machulas, Asuas, Halacha Yud. Later, in our Perek Tes, Rav writes in Perek Tes, Halacha Tes Zayin, also, Lahamid Agvina Ba'or Keva Shoshkuta. Okay, we'll get back to this. Okay, Mohammed Thomas, the first part he says, we're not even going to put it in the kosher keva, but if he did, he tasted it and it doesn't give a tom, then it's okay, we'll get back to that. Aval, Hamamid Ba'or Keva Snevela Trefa Behemoth Tmeya, but if you're Mamid with the keva of a Nevela Trefa, or even a Behemoth Tmeya, again, correctly, as before, mix it up. Keva of the Behemoth Tmeya can do the job of curdling milk. It's just that the milk of the Behemoth Tmeya can't become cheese. Anyway, so if you're Mamid, like a Goy or a Jew, anyone who's Mamid, or Kevas Nevela, or Trey, Behemoth Tmeya, Ho, Baha Mamid, Dover, Ha Osu, Fne Atzmo, Nesu, Agrina, Mishum Nevela, Lo Mishum Bosu Chol. It's not a Bosu Chol problem, it's a problem of Nevela. And because of that, they asked Gvina Zakum, like I explained before, back in the Paragibel. Okay, now there's a question here, again, a side issue when he asked me about it, but it's medrash. Okay, that's the reason which the which the Rambam uses, the Gemara gives. And there is some question, does this still apply today? What's the Ikar reason it doesn't still apply today? What if, nowadays, that's not the way they make cheese, not Jews, not Goyim? Which is, by the way, the case now, more or less, in the United States. Okay, it's not done that way anymore. It's done with the with vegetable rennet or synthetic rennet and so on and so forth in a lot of cases, not all the time. But that's the question. So Tosin of Ozara Lamed Heman Allah, Dunas Khada, quotes of Tom, source live Omar Tom. Ki Akshav no Matsino Tom Pasha Lisa Brinas Awikahov. Nowadays it's not so pasha to ask a green as Awikahov. Dotama Isu Mishum Nikur, right? The problem with the snakes. Okay, that's the Iker Tom, he said Iker Tom. And we don't have snakes crawling around in our neighborhoods anymore where they're making cheese. The whole concern is far-fetched. He quotes, the sugi is who holds what, and so on. And he says, Shaharei Eina, he said, Harei Eina, we kochavim, showed him a few lines later, La'arivu cholo tomach she'enol hamed. We're not worried. The guy is a cheese maker. He's not an idiot. He's not going to put in milk from a non-kosher animal because it doesn't become cheese. He's not going to put that in. Okay? So the only ba'alavada, Eina tamashun mikur, okay, we don't have a mishum gila. We're not worried. It's uncovered the snakes. They're not snakes, sir. Even in the Tosas time, there weren't snakes crawling around the streets. Okay? The the major sugi, as you well know. This is not going to be called, sometimes we have Xerah, once the Rabbana made Xerah, good, the reason doesn't apply anymore, but the Xerah still stays. That's the rule of Dovrish Minyan, and Dovrish Minyan, Tzarf Minyan, Achel HaTiro. If something was established as a Xerah, it can only be undone by a subsequent Xerah, subsequent Bezin. Okay? So he says that's not the case here. It says Tosus, and it's Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hem, and Aleph. Also, the whole origin, the whole takana to begin with, was to be in effect only in places where there's snakes crawling around. Okay. However, and furthermore, he says, they use some type of vegetable, plants, or, you know, flowers. You know, it means actual, literally flowers. But maybe it means some plant. There's a plant rennet. Okay, that's what they use today, and they don't use it from that altogether. But anyway, the bottom line is the Tosus allows it. Okay? Tosus is a Kavetam allows Gvinas Akum today when the reason no longer applies. That's what he says. Okay? The Rashba and the Taurus Abayas disagrees by his Nimel Sharvah and Sadiq. The Rashba and the Taurus Abayas disagrees. Isu Zesh shall Gvina Firmu Komshman Oshalami Borkeva. This Isser applies even in a place where the practice is not to mamid the cheese that way, to make the cheese that way with the stomach lining, but rather with something else. Kibbutz Komos, Eilish, and Mamela Parafak, those places that use plants, okay, and so on. So, because it's cheaper, right? The double calendar was in or a cave. People did that because it was cheaper. You got plant derivative, the plant rennet, and another type of rennet, and so on. And the Rashba concludes there, the Afo Pish, Boto, Tama, Isum Koma Omi. So you have a heel. No, this is still, even though the reason no longer applies, this is still stays in place. I don't want to, you know, go into that whole studio right now, but the question, it's a classic question. When do you say butla tam butla zera, butla tam butla zera? And when do you say, you know, that it's arch minyan achalat tira? So some want to suggest that the Mishnah Sakam is a tshuva, that it's only, it matters how they formulated the original takana. I'm oversimplifying now just a side point. But what matters how they formulated the original takana. If when they formulated takana, it's clear that takana was put into place, this xera was put into place because of this reason, so then if the reason goes away, then it goes away also. But if they just made a blanket xera, okay, and we don't know the reason, or some people later on try to figure out the reason, then you don't have the right to say the reason is no longer applied. You don't know what the reason is. So again, it's a question about the cheese yet.
In this case, the Gemara says explicitly
they
didn't say the reason they kept it.
Right, but later, but the Gemara did give the reason later. They kept it in it originally because they didn't want to feel the but later on, that was what we saw before, that Rashbor, the Chuvas Rashbor, that originally they kept the reason secret, but later on they spelled it out. So that's a question. Again, I don't want to go into that, but that's part of that sugya. The Meiri, I don't know if it wasn't printed here, but the Meiri there in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hang of Bay, source 11, Tumas Hamish, he says, really, I don't think it's a compromise position, but he says the answer is it really depends where you are. It depends on the location. Okay, location, location, location. If you're in a place, take, where nobody makes cheese in this fashion using the stomach lining, so then take, maybe says, he quotes those who are makel, and he says take like Tosis, right? If that nobody, but if they're a place where some people do it this way, some people do it that way, then you have to keep the Xerah. He quotes the Gdolah Mechab, that's the Rambam. So the truth is, you know, maybe there's a Machlokas Rishon, maybe there's no Machlokas Rishon, by the way. I don't have to say it's a Machlokas Rishon. Maybe, you know, well, it's Machlokas Rashbo says for sure. So the Machlokas Tosno Rashbo for sure. But the Gdolah Mechab, the Miri quotes, the Rambam, it doesn't really, not necessarily argue with Tosis. Maybe he would agree that where Tosis' location was, this wasn't an issue, and his place was an issue. So that's, you know, that's the issue, yeah.
But there'd still be enough focus about whether there would be a Dovish or maybe a Matthew, right?
Say it again? Yeah, yeah. Well,
Rashba.
The Rashba and Tosis, the short arm, yes. The question is whether the Rambam, the Miri quotes, the Gaon Chab, the Miri quotes, is that a Machlokes? Could be, it's also a Machlokes, but could be there two or three places. Now, one of the ways out of a problem, so of Gvina Zakum. So let's say they didn't Gvina Zakum now, so how do you get out of it? How can you have cheese? You know, only Jews can make cheese. So that's one thing. But there's another thing. What if a Jew is involved and he sees the entire process from the beginning to end? Okay? Which is often, I think, what's done in terms of Chol Yisrael. Chol Yisrael, I don't think that the Jew is milking the cow. Okay? It means it's watched. The Jew is supervising from beginning to end. So the Orzeruah, 12, Chelik Dalet, Piske Avodah Zarah. The Pesach Avodah Zarah says, Kuf Tzadik Zayin, he says, he's Mekel, he's going to make a little bit further. Maisa B'Yisroel, Shaholach L'Kfar L'Asus Minus V'lo Bov Mamash M'tchilas Chalim. Now, you know, he came, but he missed the beginning of the milking. He only came there in the middle, okay? And one of the milkers, the woman, one of the ladies who was doing the milking, okay, and actually already finished, he didn't see it at all. So he asked the Shiloh, Shalom, the Sanish of the Sorfas, in Yesh Locho, Shlocholom, okay, he asked, you know, do you have to be, is there a problem, Cholom Tomei, maybe, and so on and so forth. But if the Hitirum, okay, he said, no, it's Mutter, the Chorabani Tzorfas with Matir, again, because that's not the, we're not worried about Cholom Tomei, because they're not, you know, they can't make cheese out of it. And he says, Afilo Ha'ra Yisrael Ha'chliva Klal, okay, sorry. In a certain sense, even if you didn't see the theater at all. However, it says, Milachatchila ain't lahakil. Chatchila, you shouldn't rely on that. Okay? And at the end, he writes, hey, either of Sanish of Tsarvas, Kipav Akas, Amar Gorli Yisrael, Likap, we know, so I Achol of Nechos, Barba Holof, I saw Mahita, but in Tom Zatzal, okay, that he was also Matir when, you know, the, he gave the get it out, he told them what it was, and so on. And he was making it even there, even though we don't think that's a legitimate coolish machmir. But anyway, you don't have to be quite as strict. Now, that's when there was a ruah, with Ashkenazi, or the ruah was a rabbi in Vienna. Okay, the Rambam, the Perisha Mishnah, the Rozar Tark Beis Mishnah, at the very end. By the way, the Rambam, you have time to look at 13, so he summarizes a little bit of the issue. But at the end, he says, V'chein im ro'inu goy shehemin achala b'keva atzmos mutter, all you need is re'yas ayin. Okay, and that's certainly a cool. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's in the Kuf Tezvav. I don't think it's in most of your Shulchan Aruch that you have here in Chelek Aleph. So, printed on the page 14, Yerodeus in Kuf Tezvav, Sif Beis. Gvinas of the Kachavim says the Shulchan Aruch Asum, Meshamidusam Be'or Keva Shkitosim Shinabela. And therefore, Filu Hamidu Asovim, even if you use grass, again, plants, plant derivative rennet, okay, it's still Asur. Ramos said you shouldn't change the practice unless you're in a place where it's been treated as mutter. This place doesn't do it. So he opens the door to that. Okay, then a line later, Ramos says, raw, asiyas hagvinas v'lo raw chaliva. Okay, that's enough. Okay, which the Shach disagrees with. The Shach, it's a kachav, is a long Shach. Okay, and he says, because he says the Ramos is based on something that the mistake that good and would have been shown him that the Ramah quotes from the Shabbos, and going to our Shabbos, he wasn't talking about the Tzakum. Again, it's not necessary to read the whole long shot, but a couple of things the Shabbos says. He says, this was the middle of the next page, El Vadai Gvinas Ovechom of Beholding and Asurim, from the Olam Lora Isi, Lika Gvinas Ovechom, I feel raw, Chavav, Mishachav, Ovechom, Hacha. Osman, Shain Lachos, Easter, and so on. So the Shach is Machmer to have, you know, that you, I think you know, I'm not sure, the contemporary kosher cheese companies, I'm not sure, I'm sure they have somebody there for the entire process. So some of the entire process, Machmer to Shach, yeah.
Just, what does
Ramon
mean that if he saw the vinos, he didn't see the
chaliva? Well, he didn't see actually, they milked it on the cow, it's sort of the process of making it.
I mean, you saw, okay, like the milk in a bucket or whatever?
Yeah, and again, remember, only kosher milk. That's it. Okay. What halacha l'maisa, so Rav Moshe Feinstein is a tshuva in Yerodea, Chelek Aleph, Simon Nun. Tshuva is Yerodea, because Rav Moshe Yerodea, Chelek Aleph, Simon Nun, talks about gvina shemimitz tzimokhe, im neman hanachu shalo hechle, right? That's the first part of tshuva that we want. Okay, you have cheese. It was made from a plant, natural plant grain, or grain rennet. Is the guy Neman to say that it switched and so on? So he says, "Ain't lismof alzeh in Yisrael ain't shom. Shouldn't rely on unless the Jew is there." Okay, they ain't hetel kasher raw Yisrael. I see a segunas according to Amar. He says now. He says you don't have to be machmor at the shop for the Jewess of the whole thing, but a Jew does have to see the whole thing. Now that's what Moshe writes in that tshuva. In the Sefer of Klinga Harav, Rav Shechter quotes that Rav Soloveitchik was maker on this issue. Okay, Rav Soloveitchik allowed you to eat cheese made by a goy when you know it was kosher ingredients and so on and so forth. Even without, you know, you have to be sure you have to, probably because he's relying on a meiri, it's not clear. Okay, but the Meshachta looked that up, page Kuf Tzadi Zion, in Arab, that the Rav was Mekel, but he was not publicly Mekel. Here in the Yeshiva, he told the Talmidim that he accepts the lenient view here in terms of Psak, supposedly, in the community. He would not tell people because it would confuse people. There's also an interesting question, just as an aside. Yoruch HaShulchan and Siftes Zion from it's also relevant there. He says it remains also forever. Okay, but the previous sifts of Tazvav, he was also talking about softer cheese, soft cheese. Okay, and that's really what Moshe Feinstein talks about in that next Tshuva Chelik Beis in the Mechaz 19. B'inyan Bina B'shem Kotted Cheese. Okay, Kotted, the first word ends with a D, and the second word exactly spelled with exact transliteration. But he's talking about cottage cheese. This Tshuva was written as a CM 19 for Shimon Schwab. Who was the Rav here in Broyers for many, many years. So he asked, what's the story with cottage cheese? Is that included under Gvinas Akram or not? Why not? Because cottage cheese can be made without rennet. Okay, you don't need rennet to make cottage cheese. Okay, and Hine Bedvar, Gvinas Hashem cottage cheese, okay, she's Tom Lahokel, it was never included in Isser to begin with. Okay, because the whole issue is because of Mamet Orkames the Mela, and this doesn't need Orkames the Mela, right? It's a good, big reason. To be Mekel, all right. Gvinos Levanos, he writes, Shein Tzarech Lamar of Nesinus Ezadovar Klal of Etzem Mawad of Nesha Hazman Umichol Mavokom Eino Bechal Isa. Cottage cheese can be, or maybe sour cream can be made without, these other things. You just leave it out at a certain temperature, or you leave it alone for a while, it'll curdle by itself, right? So you don't need rennet per se. However, then he says, but maybe Lo Chalkum in Gvina. But the question is, that's what Moshe talks about. He's willing to be Mekel. He thinks it's a good, it's a good thing to be Mekel. All right. He says it's not really included in Isser Gvinas Akum, but he doesn't want to go ahead to say that that's what people should rely on. Okay. He says Tam Gadol Omer Shel Ohayser Gvinas B'Chlal Isser, and nonetheless, he says I don't paskin this way. Leheter, and he told Rishwab not to either. But you don't have to be Mocha. And those will make us. It's not an interesting question. Okay, that's in terms of Gvinas Akum. Now, getting back to our issue. So the Mishnah in Chulin, Dav Kuf Tezayin, this is a brief close, man. I just want to go into this cheese issue, relevant to what we're learning. But back in our Mishnah, so we find that the Mishnah states of Kuf Tezayin of Aleph. Go over to Kuf Tezayin of Beis. Okay. Hamami Be'or Shel Kevek Sheira. If a person makes cheese, mamid means to make the cheese. You make cheese, sometimes it says a mamid the chol, sometimes it says a mamid the gvina. It's the same thing, you're making the cheese. You make the cheese in the keva, the stomach lining of a kshera, okay? So there's no problem of any isser, but there's a problem of basar b'chol, because the meat, the stomach is basar. So now it depends. In yesh, again, we're talking about Rashi says, a mamid chol, or a keva, the hu basar. Rashi fills in the blanks, but it's important. On the bottom of Kutas Anal. Hamam in Cholov or Keva, the Hubasa. That's what the guy did, right? So now it depends. In Yesh, says Rashi, in Yesh, Balitain, Tam Becholov, if there's enough of the ratio is such, if this stomach meat can give flavor to the milk, then it's also, okay, Arezu Asura. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, the issue is, or the problem comes up is the following. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah that we saw before said that the primary concern was that you made the cheese out of what? The goy made the cheese out of keva from a nevela. Right? The mashmaos of that is that one made cheese, forget a goy, one made, you can't make cheese out of a nevela. That's what we're concerned about in Gvinatzakam, right? That's what emerges in that Sukkot of Azar that we just did, right? Isser of Gvinatzakam teaches us whether even you make it, okay? It's not an issue of the goy making it. If you take Kavis, Jew takes Kavis nevela, it's also no good, right? And that's the implication of that is what? That if it's Kavis Ksheir, it should be Mutter, right? And that, the only concern was Kavis nevela. Mashle Kavis Ksheir is Mutter. The problem is, our Mishnah doesn't say automatically Kavis Ksheir is Mutter. Our Mishnah says Kavis Ksheir can be also too, if you don't have the proper ratio because of a Bas Mechol problem. Okay? And if our Mishnah says the problem because of Nesinas Tam, so how come, question two, so to speak, or this flip side of the question, How come over there by Nevela, it also didn't say, well, it has to have a requisite amount, right? I mean, why did it automatically, we're concerned that the guy cooked the, processed the cheese, he made the cheese with our Kavis Nevela? Wait a minute. Shouldn't it depend, based on our Mishnah, shouldn't it depend whether it's Nosein Tam or not? Right? I mean, it's heads and tails of the same question. In other words, why does the Sugo with the end of Odo Zeres stress, oh, you're not allowed to make it with an Or Kavis Nevela? Even Or Kavis Kshera also is a problem, as we see from our Mishnah, if it is enough with the Nosein Tam into the milk that you're making into cheese. On the flip side, why over there did it give you an automatic blanket rule that Kavis Nevela, it's also, even it should also depend on the Sinas Tam. That's the question. Okay? So the Rashba, the Rishonim deal with this. The Rashba and his Chidushim here on this daf in Kul Kuf Kazan and Aleph spells out the difference. I mentioned it yesterday. Okay? He says, Kevas Nachrish Alei Ezer Asura. Okay? Upir Shmuel B'Gemara D'Chada D'Chada K'sani Kevas HaNachrish Abeli Asura. Ha'mabli B'Or Kevah Kolom B'Or Kevah Tshera Meish B'Nos and Tamar Ezer Asura. Utmili. First of all, Rashba says, my kamashma, Pshita, the boss of Cholok, the Sinas Tam, Osir. Okay, well, what's the Mishnah telling us? And Rashba is wondering, what's this Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah tells us that if you have meat, right, the stomach, which is meat from the animal, and it gets mixed in with milk, that's boss of Cholok. So, of course, it goes by the regular rules of boss of Cholok, the Sinas Tam. What's the Mishnah telling us? I mean, what's the Chiddush here? Mishem aha kamashma, the Davka of Yeshua Bros and Tam, Osir Mishum boss of Cholok. The afal gad demamidu. Okay, that's the point. Says the Rashba, the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though you're using, and I mentioned this yesterday, but I was pointing out in the Rishonim, even though you're using this stomach, this meat, as a davar hamamid to create the cheese, it's still only usher if what? If it's no sintam. Right? That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Right? Again, even though you're using this meat, this stomach meat, as a mamet to create the cheese, you throw it into the tub of milk in order to make the cheese. So that piece of meat, the stomach, which has the rennet enzymes in it, is a dover hamamet. Nevertheless, it's not going to be a problem unless there's nesinas tam. Okay? That's what the Rashba writes. Afagav de mamidu, basa b'cholav b'tam otala l'rachmana. Basa b'cholav depends solely on the transference of flavor. Okay, because the Omar, we discussed it many times. The Omar, Rav Leil, there are bish lost with Torah. Okay, Masha Eino came, b'mamid v'or nevela, as lina b'asar mamid, afagav the lesbe nosan tam, the ro nosan kila hanevela, kayemes be'en. What the Rashba says. The two things are dissimilar. The two cases are dissimilar. When it comes to our Mishnah, okay, our Mishnah, our Mishnah, the problem is not mamid, the problem is b'asar mechalav. Okay, why is the problem not mamid? We'll have to see. But the problem in our Mishnah is not mamid. The problem in our Mishnah is bosa b'cholav. Therefore, in our Mishnah, what's the concern? It's only if there's nesinas tam. That's the usual definition of bosa b'cholav. It's bishul. There are bishul so tolo sevashul gedi has to be transferred to flavor via cooking. So some transference of flavor, right? Rabban doesn't mean by cooking, but I mean it has to be transference of flavor. So the Mishnah says, well, it's only if there's transference of flavor. It's only if it's nesinas tam. If it's so much, it's not nesinas tam. It's not a problem of us with cholam. We didn't say why it's not a problem of mamid yet, but that's what our Mishnah is concerned. Whereas the case of in Avodah Zarah, okay, about Nevela, there the issue is not the transference of flavor. The issue that it's a davar hamamid. Okay, that's a davar hamamid. The davar hamamid, we view the davar hamamid as very important words in the end of that Rashba. Roen oso ki'ilu hanevela kayemes be'en. Okay, you throw in this stomach into this big vat of milk and it acts on it. That's the din of davar hamamid, and that's why it doesn't say, oh, only if it's shishim, only if it's nosein tam. Nosein tam is irrelevant. Davar hamamid afilu elam lo batal. Davar hamamid is. It doesn't make any difference. Okay, now in terms of the svara, why in our mission it's not mamid? So I think I mentioned yesterday because mamid is only a problem when you are transferring the title or the halos of iser from one thing to another. Okay, so therefore, when you have the case of Avodah Zarah, in the mission of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, when you have what do you call it, kavis nevela. So now the title, nevela, the chalos, nevela, is going to be transferred from the stomach to the milk. And it doesn't matter what the ratio is. It's completely osur. That's the din of davar hamamid. But in our Mishnah, the davar hamamid is regular kosher meat. So what, there's no Isser being transferred, right? There's no, the Dabar HaMavid is not Usser. Dabar HaMavid is only a problem when a Dabar HaMavid item is itself Usser. But meat by itself is not Usser. We're talking about a Chalav Shkuta. A Keva Shkuta, right? The Behemah was shechted properly, so it's perfectly kosher meat, blood kosher. Okay? So this meat, there's no Chalos Isser, Chalos Shem Isser to transfer to the milk. The only problem is what? A mixture of then it goes by the rules of the Sinas Tam. That's basically what the Rosh Boh is saying. Okay? And really that's how the Rambam, you know, the Rambam spells that out too. That's really what the Rambam said it. Okay, back in was it Per Gimel? You say what's it Gimel? What? Gimel. Gimel is Gimel. Yeah. Okay. The Rambam Gimel is Gimel kind of said it. Okay, he said regarding one side of the case, he said, "Halo or a keva davar katanu ad ma'od b'chol shalom v'olam lo yivata b'miuto." Why doesn't bittul apply in the case of the kevas nevela? He said, "Mipeshu wa mabit it's agrina." Behold, davar ha'aser who shehemin hare akol aser. Since it was a davar ha'aser, the mabit is a davar nevela. Mashenu came by us. The mabit in our mishnah, the mabit is kosher meat. There's no usher, therefore it doesn't take on the status of davar mamid. The only problem is the bosom chalav problem. Now, if you look later, okay, in test hazayin, then the Rambam fits perfectly. Usher lahamid agrina bor akeva shel shchuta. Okay, you're not supposed to do it. We'll see by we'll later. That's the Rambam is not feel it. Imhamid toim es agrina im yesh bo tam bosar surah b'mlav muteris. Mipnei spells it out. Can't say it more clearly. As always, I'm so good. Mipnei shehamamid davar hamutterhu. Okay? The mamid, in our case, is a davar hamutter. It's a piece of kosher meat. Okay? Shekeva skutahi. We're talking about the stomach of a properly shechted animal. The einkan, what's the only issue here? Einkan elo isur bas mechola. Shashiura benosin tam. So that's exactly what I was saying, the same thing. However, hold Hamamid Dover Usr, in those cases when the stomach comes from a nevela or comes from a trefa, comes from a non kosher species altogether, there, okay, it's not a din of Basim Chalav. There, the Hamamid Dover Usr with the Atzma. Then, Nesra Agrina Mishum Nevela, Lo Mishum Basim Chalav. So that's exactly what the Sheet of the Rambam is as well. Okay, the Ran, here Ron here in Chulin, Ben Bezma, Bezma, page the Riff. Again, it's Kedai just sometimes to read the words in the Mishnah, just because you know, they spell it out so clearly. But I'm not going to take the time now. But the Ron here, Ben Bezma, Bezma, Dimasco, Mi Omar Shmuel Hachi. Okay? He quotes the Hikshar Yosef Alevi, that's the Rimagash. Right? He quotes the Rimagash. Okay, Amayit Yerushalmi. Same question. Amayit, we talked about this earlier here. Amayit Yerushalmi, a member or Kavis Nevel, I feel or Ksheir Nami Titzum Mishum Basim Cholov. Right, Mesukasha. Heich Mitzu Becholdu Tamek Feila. Why is Nevel? Why not also say it goes by Nosim Tam? Same question. And just you know, each like Navi, each Navi speaks his own language. So each Rishon speaks his own language also. He says the same thing. The same. Same Terrace, he says, basically, well, Zehis Kamar Rambam, so I quote Rambam, Paragimus. Ran said that here, and he also says it even more clearly in the Ranam of Zorah. Yudgimel and Aleph, Yudgimel and Beis, the page of the Riff there, Yom Asra, Asil Adavarach, it says the same thing. So, okay, so that's what these Rishonim say. But I do want to call your attention there, what the svara might be. Look at the round, but what's the svara behind it? Okay, behind Dabar HaMavid. Okay. Why should Taka Dabar HaMavid not be bottled? What's the svara? Why Dabar HaMavid? I understand now our case is Basim Bechol. We understand the difference between the Dabar HaMavid, when the Dabar HaMavid itself is something usser, as opposed to the Dabar HaMavid is technically mutter, the only problem is Basim Bechol. That's why this time is necessary here, it's not necessary there. But okay, the svara, why should Dabar HaMavid not be bottled? Okay, why should Dabar HaMavid not be bottled? So there are really two ways to look at it. Okay, two ways to look at it. The simplest way, which I'll say right now, is that since the Dabar HaMavid is what is creating the new food, right? The stomach here is creating the cheese. Okay? So in that sense, what's more important, the keva or the cheese? I mean, what you want at the end is the cheese, right? You're answering the keva. But since it's the keva that gives the cheese, the keva is the higher ranking official here, because the keva is what's giving the milk its new title cheese. Okay, so therefore, it's not bottled. Okay, that's why it's not bottled. It's a davar chashuv. And therefore, if that keva is usher, so the result, the baby is going to be usher too. It's like the parent and the child, right? The keva is the parent. The keva is what's giving life, is what's giving existence to this cheese, right? Well, if the keva, it's not going to be bottled because it's great. What, the less important thing is going to be bottled? The more important thing? No. The more important thing wins. The more important thing retains its stature. And that's why, again, I call your attention to the words in that Chiddush HaRashba. I forgot the last words of 23, that Rashba in the Kutz Zayin Ralph Kulin. The Afal Gav, the less Penos and Tom, Roenos O Ki'ilo HaNevela Kayemes Be'en. It's like it's Mamish Nevela, Mamish Be'en Nevela. So therefore it's Osir, then the whole product is going to be Osir. However, if the Mamid is itself a Dover Mutter, like in our case, in our mission with the meat, the Dover Mamid is itself a Dover Mutter, so then the only concern is Basu Chalos, and the concern is Mesinas Tom. Okay, now there's a further question, this is a side point also, there's a further question, and you could look at it in two ways, really, based on these two ways I'm suggesting now. Now, Chonim discuss, when we say a Dover HaMamed asers, you know, the I feel the elf will bottle, right, so let's say there's a little bit of keva inside the milk, is that milk, that cheese now, is it asad rabbanim or asad raisa? How far do we take it? We're talking about, let's say, kevas nevela. Kevas nevela is certainly asad deraisa. Meat and nevela, so it's asad deraisa. I call nevela chotrebel osochel, no question. But now, I take this kevas nevela, I throw it into a tub of milk. We say, and it's much more than shishim. It's, you know, it's a huge vat of milk with this little piece of meat inside, that's this little stomach inside that's giving off the enzymes, the rennet, to make it into cheese. So is the result of this cheese now asad rabbanim? When we say, Dabar HaMamad HaFil Be'elf Ho Batom, right? We usually assume that we have a usual din of Chad B'Trei Batom, Shishim, you know, Nesinas Tam, and so on. What's the result here? Is the result going to be the Derais or the Rabbanim? That seems to be Machlokas. It actually comes up in Aruch Chaim, known as Pesach. The Tur, 26, the Tur in Aruch Chaim, some tough mem beis. Ma'ase Be'echad Shehemit Gvinos B'Cholad D'Shichro. Okay? Use some type of a grain derivative to make cheese. We're going to come back to that point. Okay? A couple of years ago, there was an issue with the OU. They found that the cheese, they found that the OU, a lot of the cheeses, again, today in America, they don't make cheese out of rennet from an animal. They make it from a grain derivative. It's cheaper, and it's probably synthetic altogether. So it avoids all these problems. I mean, it'll throw out all these problems. Still people, as I mentioned to other guys in the Beis Medrash, there's still people who want to insist on making it the old-fashioned way, especially those people who are cheese connoisseurs. You probably taste the difference, you know, the average person probably can't, but those people who are into cheese, okay, and there must be, you know, dozens of different types of cheese in the world, specialty cheeses and so on, only make it, they're telling me that, I mentioned yesterday, that there's certain cheeses that they only make that the rennet comes from the stomach of an animal of a certain flock. It has to be from northern Italy or someplace. You know, I guess where they graze and what it tastes like. I don't know. People who are experts at this can tell the difference. But in any event, so the case in the tour, or Chaim Simtavim Abeza, it was Pesa. He had a case where the cheese was made for, so that cheese was made through a grain. They found out years ago that certain cheeses that are heretofore had the OU. The OUP were made from a fungus that was originated in wheat somewhere. Okay, so Tom mentioned there, Shechtev had a cooler that the OU sent me as opposed to the OU, so they don't make a lot. But anyway, maybe I'll get back to that at the end. But that's what the tour is talking about, a similar thing also. And he says it's a problem. Also, Rabbeinu Avon, Ravan, it wasn't Nassau, we showed him. Asu did have it on Pesach, came with the Ukme Mukum Choshim Kamo Beinayu. Since it is the Dover HaMamid, Ukemuk is Mekin, it's the Dover HaMamid, so then it's Kamo Be'enayu, same words like the Rashba, it's like it's Be'en. It's like it's Be'en. So that's a question whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanah. He said, seemed to say it's the Raisa. Shulchan Aruch, in that simon, talking about base, if hey, right, Shechar, Shaosim Mechitim Besar Mechav Levaro, okay, and Heaven Grinos Bechom Shechasar Mechitim Chav Levaro. Okay, use this grain as a mamid to make cheese or ferment anything else. Okay, grain derivative, so that's going to be a problem on Pesach. The Mogen Avraham, it's a cotton test, says it doesn't help. The Dear Master in Hemi, 28. Affiliation Samech Neg, even if you have Shishim, it doesn't help. Dabar Amar, Affiliation, what about them? Okay, the Mogen Avraham says that Shishim is not going to help you, nothing's going to help you. Okay, it's Dabar Amar. And he says, not Pesach anyway, it's but, that's an admission you have before, but not Pesach. Shishim doesn't help either. Right, comes Pesach also Mashuk. That's only when the Tarobos is created on Pesach. Right, only when the Tarobos happened on Pesach. So the Mogen Avraham says, and he says, the quote from Yisrael Heter, the Midraisa Bakl, Alam Darbanon also. He says, some Rishon Yisrael Heter says the whole Chumr is only Darbanon. And there could be certain halakhic differences. But the Torah seems to say it's still the end, it's like it's Midraisa. Okay, what's the Svara behind this Machlokas? So the Svara may mean like this. If you hold, and that's what the Torah emphasized, that word I showed you in the Rashba also. What again is the whole Chumr of Dabar HaMamid? We'll take the next step. Okay? What's the whole Chumr? Is Dabar HaMamid viewed as something which is Mamish considered to be like Be'en? Okay? That even though we may not see it, it got absorbed into this big vat, you know, the stomach liquefied, it got in, and all the enzymes came out to make this into cheese. I mean, when you and I buy cheese, there's no piece of meat in it, right? It became absorbed, so you can't see it anymore. But perhaps we say that with a Dabar HaMamid, the nature of a Dabar HaMamid is what? That it's like it's still there. Again, that's the language of the Torah there in Siman Tafim Beis of Aruch Chaim. Choshev kimo be'einayu. It's like we view it. The Chumra of Dabar HaMamid is we view it as if it's something that's be'en, that it's still in existence, and it's in the form of an Isser. And again, that was the words of the Rashba. I thought we saw it a couple times as well. See once more. What was it again? The Rashba in the 23. Roman Oso Kilo Hanvela Kayemis Be'en. That's what these Rishon and Poskim are saying. That, according to one approach, is what the Chumrah of Mamed is. Therefore, the Issu is an Issu Doraisa. We view it as if, because that's what the Dora Mamed means. It means it didn't really disappear. It's spread out and it's acting on, it's creating this new entity called cheese, but it's considered its bad. That's what a Dabar HaMamid is. And therefore, it's a field of elephant, but that's a Din Doraisa. However, you could say, no. Dabar HaMamid is like a number of things we say, Drabbanon is anal bato. There are a couple times we say, Hatichul Eskabed is not bato. Other things, certain times we say that there are things which are not bato because it's considered a Dabar Chashuv. Okay? Dabar Chashuv isn't bato. The Rabbanon made a Din that certain things you can't be bato. Barrier, other, we'll see later, the full creature. Right? There's certain things which rules of bittul don't apply to, because they're important items. What's the svar of that? Because what is a bittul? Okay, bittul, as I've implied before, bittul means that, you know, something more important overwhelms, so to speak, or nullifies the less important. The more important nullifies the less important. Okay? But if it has to be that the more important nullifies the less important. The Dabar Chashuv is stronger, so to speak, than the Dabar is not Chashuv. But a Dabar HaMamid, the Rabbanan said, is automatically considered the Dabar that's more Chashuv, therefore it can't be Mibutal. You can't eliminate it. But that's just a Chum with Rabbanan. So that's just, it seems to be my focus on Chum. Because in my focus on which way do we look at it? Is it a Deraisa or is it a Rabbanan? Okay, the Matzah Shekel, on the next page, says the Torah holds that, you know, all right, never mind. It's only something which is by the Rabbanan, it's only us Rabbanan, so you have to get rid of it. Okay. Getting back to our point, so that is how the Rashba, the Rambam, the Ram, quoted the Rumigash, and the one place the Ram says, when he identifies the Ram we should know, was a Talmud. Okay, if you look in the source 25, towards the very end, the second page, it says, Ulazeh Hiskim a Rambam Talmido. The Rambam was a Talmud of the Rambam's father was a Talmud of the Rumigash. Yosef Alev Rumigash was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father, indirectly. I'm not sure the Rambam met him when he was a youngster, I think. But anyway, so the Rambam, the Magash, the Rashba, they're all saying the same thing, that the difference between our Mishnah here in Chul and our Din of Mamid with meat from the stomach of a kosher animal, where the only problem is Basa B'Cholav, as opposed to the Sugan of Rezara, your Mamid with an Orchemus Nevela, where the problem is a Dabar Mamid problem. So now we saw the distinction. So Dabar HaMamid is only when the item itself is usher. Yeah.
Do we assume that we assume that if this was known, they were using kosher animals. That's not enough. We would have no problem. We assume that the grove and grove kinds are both kosher.
Say it again, too.
And we can see the implication we said the flip side. We go based on the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, the implication of the Gemara was that if we knew for sure that they were using kivas, a kosher animal, then there would be no problem at all. So
right.
We're assuming that that's because of grove of the kinds.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Yeah. I was saying, yeah. Let me finish one, because the other we've shown about a different take on this whole thing. The Balamor rejects the whole, Balamor here in Kulin. Membeis, the pages of the Rift, going over to Mem Gimel Al. He rejects the whole Rimagash. Okay? Rejects the whole Rimagash. He says that the difference is simple. Okay? He says the difference between the Machmir, so to speak, by what the Goy does, is not a matter of all this lumdas, the difference. It's a Dabar Mamid, which is Usr, the Mamish Mutter. It doesn't go through the whole thing. He says basically, the concern is anything which has to do with the manufacture by Goy, opposed to those cases in the Mishnah, what's the concern? The concern is we want to minimize a lot of these zeres, Stam Yenam, a lot of these zeres have to do with minimizing social contact between Jews and non-Jews. Chazal were concerned that Jews and non-Jews should have minimal social contact because it was concern for intermarriage. Okay? I mean, they should minimize social contact. That's what Mishul Chasnas, right? That's many of the zeres, the Rabbanon, are to avoid social contact. And since, very often, back then and today, social contact has to do with food. People go out for drinks, they go out to eat. I mean, that's a kind of typical means of social interaction to this day, right? So therefore, Chazal restricted to see to it. And by the way, you don't know if anybody who's out in the business world, which I'm not, but my wife, was in the, it's a real divider. Okay, it is a real divider. Okay, she was the head of an oncology department in a hospital. She had to go to conventions sometimes, whatever. And after the day of conferences or whatever, after when everybody goes out to eat, and you go upstairs to have the can of tuna that you brought with you, that's a real divide. The Chazal were right, okay? I mean, and then you're going to go and you're just going to have a salad. It makes a difference. So Chazal, that's what Chazal instituted a lot of these dinims. The Balam more right. So we hear that Grinas Akum is also because of the concern of social interaction. So therefore, that's why the Chazal didn't set up, it's only if there's the Sinas Tam. Right? We asked the question, how come by Nevela, it's automatically us, or you don't say it's because of, we don't say the Sinas Tam like our mission. So the answer is because we want to usher it without the Sinas. We want to minimize the contact, so anything is going to be usher, even without the Sinas Tam. But by us, in our case, it's a regular dinner of Basra Chodom. The Zera of food from a non-Jew, okay. Even if they made it completely with kosher ingredients, that's what you're asking, okay. Even if they made it completely with kosher ingredients, the Balamor would say that it's still a problem. It was prepared by a non-Jew. Even if you know that they made it with kosher ingredients, okay. It was made from a kevus kshera, okay. And it didn't have the sinas tam. It would still be ba'osir. That's how the Balamor says. And the third approach is taken by the Mordechai here in Kolabosir. Some Tavshin Lan Gimel. Okay, he distinguishes. He says the two cases are different. Even though you might argue Iker Chos and Sefer, but the Mordechai says that when we say that it's mutter, our Mishnah, which allows it, it's not Nesinas Tam, is talking about when there is something else that's Mamed as well. He introduces the sugya of Zed the Zed Goring. So I guess you have to say it's not limited to that thing. That's the case we're talking about. It's not limited to that case.
He's more extensive.
A certain sense. Yeah. So the Mordechai introduces the term called Zev Ezer Goring. Okay, Zev Ezer Goring. When you had a case in our Mishnah is when the Dabar Hamamid was the meat and something else was also other ingredients, other chemicals, whatever. Zev is a goring. The hamada, the transformation into cheese, was not done just by one thing. Okay? But if it was done just by one thing, then taka would be osir as well. And that's the case in Gemara Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Avodah Zarah is only one dabar hamadi. Okay? And that's why it's osir without the sin's tam. Okay? But that view is generally not accepted. That view of the Mordechai is generally not accepted. We assume that there's no problem with us with Chalav is not in his time, even if it's only one Dabar Hamadi. But I want to let you know the Mordechai. The reason that Mordechai is important is because the Ramah picks up on one thing. So just read quickly, let's finish up and we'll wrap up today. Okay, let's see if you'd Aleph. In Hebed, we read the Mechab, in Hebed, Vina Be'or Kevis, Ksheri, Yeshbon Asim Tam Basar, Yeshbon Tam Basar, Asura, Vinglav, Bateris, Alman, Be'or Kevis, Nebeil, Trek, Be'em, Tmeya, Asu Koshu. And the Ramah writes, Mishum the Dabar Ha'asur Ba'atzmo. He accepts those other sheikhs, right? Mishum the Dabar Ha'asur Ba'atzmo. And it's more of the Mishum. So, Mamed Afil Be'elaf Lo Batel. He quotes Rashba. And around, the Davka Shalahasham Mamed Acher. Here's where he throws in something else. Lakula. He said, but the Chumra is only if the Taka was no Mamed Acher, no other item. Okay, Raka Isu, just the item that is Avim Hoyasham Gamkein Mamed Ether, Avizev is a girl Mutter, Yimika Samach Negara Isu. The Mashmos of the Mordechai. So the Mordechai didn't say it for this reason, but the Ramah takes the Mordechai and introduces this concept of Zev is a goring, so to speak, as a bit of a kula. Okay, a bit of a kula. And that is that if you have something where, like Nevela, if you have Nevela, that's a field of elephant or bottle, and that's a Dabar HaAsr, the way the Rashbos said, the way the Ram said, the way the Rambam said, that the Dabar HaAsr is itself a Dabar HaAsr, therefore it sort of transfers the Shein Nisr to the product, to the milk in this case, which is being made into cheese. That's how we assume, like those we've shown them, that's what Ramah says, but that's only if it's the only mamid. If there's another Dabar HaMamid, then you can mount it based on the principle of Zev Zagorin. Okay, the principle of Zev Zagorin. Now, there's a further discussion, Zev Zagorin work based on people, but that's not for now. The Taz and the Shach here both, okay, I mean, the Shach in Sivkot Mamadawah talks about the Shishin, okay, and Mechaber says you don't need shishim, you have to taste it, okay, and that's the language of the shot of the Ramah, because our Ashkenazim don't rely on Timus Kvela. Kiv Eger here says that it could be that Timus Kvela wouldn't work here because of the additional milk in it, you can't tell if this is the milk, okay, you can look at that yourself, the position of Kiv Eger, but both the Shach and the Taz here, the Taz is called Yugimel, the Taz says that when we say that Zev is a Goring, there's a reason to be Mako. That's only if Zev is a Goring, you really need the second Goring. But let's say there was enough, the Isser itself, the item that was also itself, was enough to be mounted by itself. There just happened to be something else in there, that's not enough to call it Zev is a Goring. But the Zev is a Goring has to be that the other item is necessary, the Mutter item is necessary, the Isser is not strong enough by itself. That's how the Taz says. The Shach is some Mesupit, okay, the Shach is some Mesupit, it's quite long involved, it's in Sarakina, that's true, but the Rubigonim says, the Sifse Daz, that Lamaisa, the Shach, he agrees with the Taz, and it's only Mutter when it's there without any help. Okay? To finish up, can you look at the other Shachs itself? Just to finish up with the cheese, so again, the way cheese is made today, it's probably better to make it with vegetable rennet or synthetic rennet. Or, the other issue, because again, we learned that even though we passing like our Mishnah, that if it's not Benos and Tam, it's Mutter. But isn't there a problem in Vatan Sakhila? Right? There should still be a problem in Vatan Sakhila. So you shouldn't make cheese that way, Lakhila. Right? So how do you get out of that problem? Remember that of Kivega yesterday. Namely, Kivega based on our open yesterday. Dry it out. Remember, dry out the meat, so it doesn't have the Khaloshane boss anymore. And to the best of my knowledge, there are some Hashgotha that's like I think the so-called Hamish brands. You know, the so-called Hamish brands, I think even America and in Europe and everything, so still make cheese the old-fashioned way. Now, I know that they take it, dried out, came up, completely dried, so it's not bad, it's not most in top, they put it in, and that's how they make the cheese. I think more common is to make it with rennet. Just to finish up the point with the Kosher Pesach thing, so they discovered this problem, I can't remember how many years ago, and I want to confer with the chef with his answer, so I recall it was something to do with the fact that they found that they do use plant derivative rennet today, but apparently this particular rennet for certain cheeses came from a fungus which was originated as wheat. Okay, so that's a problem. Pesach, right? That's a Pesach problem. So Rav Schechter said, the Shomar talks in Orach Chaim Siman Reish Tes Zayin. It was Birchas HaPeres, that's what we're going for. They talk there about musk, okay, which is, according to some, comes from the blood. Musk is a shout about what bracha to make on this smell. Musk, they make aftershave musk, right? It gives off the smell. So some musk comes from plants also, but it comes from the blood of an animal. And the Mishabura, they discuss it. Mishabura, it's called Zayin. It's in Reish Tes Zayin of Orach Chaim. Talks about putting this into a pot to add flavor, this musk flavor to food also. Anyway, so in the course of that discussion, the Shavuah's maker on the Pugadim there says, by Isidor Raisa, we say that even once something has changed, it retains its Isid, but not by Isidor Bonnet. So Rav Schechter felt that in this particular case, this fungus is now not a fungus anymore, but whatever it is, it's so far removed what originally was, so if I'm remembering correctly, it changed its hollow shape, and that's how the OUP was not a problem. We figured it out based on that to Orach Chaim. So we had to see him, and then we come back and we ask him next week. I'm pretty sure he knows that I remember the Metzias correctly. Anyway, I can't talk my cheese. We're not going to see you this Thursday. We're going to be here. I can only come early. It didn't work out for people. But Sunday, we'll see you. Sunday is regular. Sunday is So one day next week, I'm not sure yet which day. I'm going to go review everything in Pesach. It's the last review, just all the halacha and ma'aseh stuff. And we'll continue with the next siman, which we'll move across next week. Okay. I don't know where the admission is.